KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's clear and 17 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today, a high near 26. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And in the news this morning, police in Red Oak say a man was arrested Friday afternoon for allegedly selling tobacco to a minor. 28-year-old Tice Samuel Watts of Red Oak was arrested at the Come and Go store at 710 North Broadway Street in Red Oak as the result of an Iowa alcoholic and beverage tobacco compliance check conducted by Red Oak police. Watts was working as an employee of the convenience store at the time of the alleged sale. He was cited for the offense and released from custody. Officials of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce recently met with Cass Atlantic Development Corporation and the City of Atlantic to discuss the next steps for overall business and community development in Atlantic. Chamber Executive Director Wita Hargens says in efforts to better understand our current community and future needs, we will be meeting with Jim Thompson, business consultant with the Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA, on Tuesday, November 24th from 9:30 until 11 a.m. at the Cass County Health System in Conference Room Number 2. Hargen says during the first portion of the meeting, Thompson will be presenting and reviewing the ESRI executive summary for the Atlantic area provided by IEDA. The summary covers items including population, median age, households, median and average household income, and so on. It also contains a retail market profile demonstrating our retail supply, demand, gap, and so on. And the second part of the meeting, she says, will discuss what action steps will need to be taken next. And they invite you to join them for as much of the meeting as possible. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, according to Hargens, is working to coordinate efforts to create an economic restructuring and business development committee. The group's focus will be assessments of the current community and downtown district, and this will help Atlantic know and better understand the community and downtown district's needs. The group will also focus on business retention, expansion, property development within the business district, and recruitment. The public is invited to attend the open community meeting to help us grow and support our community. Well, a review from the state auditor's office shows just how much the state has been spending to care for mentally ill patients who've been residents of the state-run hospitals in Clarinda, Cherokee, Independence, and Mount Pleasant. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Only two of those mental health institutes are open today. Governor Branstad closed the MHIs in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant this summer. According to the auditor's calculations, it cost more than $160,000 a year to care for a resident in Mount Pleasant's MHI. It cost about twice that much to care for a patient in the MHI in Clarinda. The state spent $440,000 per resident at the MHI in Independence. Cherokee's costs were highest, at more than $500,000 per patient. However, the auditor's report says that figure includes some of the outpatient services provided by Cherokee's MHI, but the data wasn't available to auditors, so they couldn't tell how much was spent on inpatient care as opposed to outpatient care. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And a spot check by the state auditor's office has led to changes in how staff of the Mental Health Institute in Cherokee handle prescription medications. The auditor's review raised concerns about the inventory of prescription drugs kept at the MHI in Cherokee and cited a lack of segregation. Officials say the pharmacist and pharmacy technicians at the MHI were not routinely following established procedures, but now one technician receives the prescription drugs and someone else logs it into the pharmacy's inventory. The auditor's review also raised concerns about bookkeeping at the MHI in Clarinda. Cash deposits were being made, but they were not within the 10-day window required by state law. Staff in Clarinda started to make deposits once a week after the auditor flagged the problem. Governor Branstad, of course, closed that facility this past summer. The Cass County Auditor's Office reports a request for absentee ballots in advance of the December 8th special election to fill a vacant Iowa State Representative District 21 seat may be sent or brought to the County Auditor's Office. The last day to request an absentee ballot to be voted by mail is December 4th. An absentee ballot is one cast prior to Election Day by mail or at the County Auditor's Office. If you need to vote by mail, a written request may be mailed or hand-delivered to the County Auditor's Office. The absentee request forms are available at the Auditor's Office and on the Secretary of State's website at www.sos.state.ia.us. A ballot, along with instructions on how to complete that ballot, will be mailed to the person requesting one. For the ballot to be counted and the completed ballot must be been returned either by personal carrier to the office of the county auditor for the close of the polls on December 8th or returned by mail postmarked no later than December 7th. All ballots must be returned, whether voted or not voted. In order to vote in person in Iowa, a person must be registered in their county of residence under their present name and at the current address. Registration forms are again available at the county auditor's office, or the state of Iowa office service offices, and the Secretary of State's website. The county election commissioner recommends that persons not currently registered or who may have moved since last registering and are planning to vote in the December special general election pre-register in the office of the county auditor as soon as possible. You may register or re-register and vote absentee on the same day. The last day to pre-register for the special election is Monday, November 30th. If you choose to vote at the Cass County Courthouse prior to December 8th, you can come to the courthouse during regular office hours of 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, up through the day before the election, complete a request form, and then cast a ballot immediately. In addition to the regular office hours, the office of the Cass County Auditor will be open Monday, November 30th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, December 5th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce and the Atlantic Community Promotion Commission have teamed up to bring you a one-day chance to buy local baked goods and more just in time for your Thanksgiving festivities. Emily Ulrich Paulson is one of the many area resident and vendors who will be working hard this weekend in order to prepare for the harvest market, which is set to take place from 3:30 until 7:30 p.m. on Monday, November 23rd, at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic.
There's such a wide variety from crafts and baked goods and produce even, which is surprising in November, but it's pretty impressive what they can still have.
Ulrich Paulson said there'll be varieties of squash, sweet potatoes, and even tomatoes at the harvest market, plus honey, organic soaps, and lotions, some of which are made from goat's milk. The event also offers you a chance to purchase handcrafted items for those hard-to-please persons on your Christmas shopping list, including jewelry.
Absolutely. There's scarves and different crafty items and all sorts of, I'm sure there'll be some wreaths and that sort of thing there.
She says she plans to bring homemade baked goods, including hand and regular-sized pies, raspberry danishes, cinnamon rolls, and more. She and the more than two dozen other vendors will also be taking orders for their baked goods. There's also going to be kids' activities, tasting samples, and much more at the Harvest Market. There's no charge for you to check out all that it's being offered. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Neil Lewis, age 66 of Bayard, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Neil Lewis will be held today at 10:30 at the St. Gregory Gym in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard is in charge of the arrangements. Gene Moore Eblin, age 67 of Walnut, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Gene Eblin will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Darlene Ellen Anderson, age 90, of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Darlene Anderson will be Monday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. David Bathurst, age 92, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for David Bathurst will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Adele Warnke, age 87 of Atlantic, died November 14th at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Adele Warnke will be on Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the main lounge of the Heritage House in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.